Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to get into countdown mode now. With the DJ Beers, I'm Doug Steffen, one of the DJ Beers. Jennifer Warren is another. Jay Kirshner, two of the J's, and Victoria Keelan is the V. Each week at this time, the folks from this program take a look at the stories, the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine. There always is a list, 52 weeks a year, done by the folks at Talkers. They do the research, listening to the stations and talking to the hosts, that sort of thing, to come up with this list. It's tough sometimes to cull out some of the stories, so sometimes they do combo reports on the people and the stories that make it during the week on talk radio, news talk radio stations. So I want to just go through the list. Sometimes I do this. I try to take a different approach each week with it so that it'll be somewhat varied and keep it interesting. Oftentimes the stories are the same, although there's been a big change in the list this week, ladies. At number 10, the volcano. And what has created that? We had a long conversation on the DJV show, perhaps according to the ladies, more was longer than it needed to be, a discussion of the what's going on in the core of the planet, cooling down somewhat from its 12,000 degrees, and maybe that's causing some of this stuff, who knows. But then people say, well, if it's cooling down, how come this violent volcano? And that's a pretty good question. We can get to that. Number 9. What's going on in England with Boris Johnson? Number 8, the attack on the Texas synagogue. Wow, that was really some kind of horrific reality. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia, especially as it affects the Winter Olympics and Ukraine. Number 6, kind of a retread. We keep talking about this voter legislation thing. I know that offends some people because they want to see it passed, but I haven't been convinced that it was necessary, but we'll talk about that. At number 5, midterm elections already, and the amount of the radio industry is salivating because of the amount of money that will come in starting probably early summer for these midterm elections. Lots of money is going to be spent this year to get people elected to these jobs. Number 4, what's going on with the supply chain and the economy? Number 3, COVID, see, a big change. It's been number 1 for so long. Now it's dropped down to number 3. Can you imagine the January 6th investigation supplanting COVID? And not in my world, but I'm not necessarily
always. I'm surprised it's not the first year of Biden. I would think that's kind of like.
Well, it is. That's number 1.
No, oh,
number
surprise. One. Spoiler alert.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Like, that was kind of the biggest
Good
thing.
Good job. All right, on the people's side, the list includes a 10 Boris Johnson, bad Vlad. What was the, I had a beautiful sort of an anachronism for Putin this week, and I said it once on the air, and then I can't remember what I said. And you, the three of you, can't remember it either, right? Mm-mm. Must not have been that memorable.
It was so beautiful about Putin.
It was so brilliant, yeah. Our minds couldn't retain it.
Thank you very much, Jay. Very sweet. Job approval. Number 8. Pelosi, McCarthy is number 7, Kevin McCarthy. DeSantis, the governor, got the ire of Trump this week, so he's number 6. Manchin and Sinema. I saw that, who is the former secretary, the little short squirt guy?
Robert
What's his
Reich.
Name, Reich?
What yeah. a jerk. I'm telling
Said
you.
That, so they should go after to take
People
out
should
Sinema.
Attack her.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Good for him.
How
anyway, Tony Fauci and his relationship to the Center for Disease Confusion. He's number 4. Letitia James is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. All right, so ladies. We'll do ladies' choice. Jennifer, you want to start? Which one of these would you like to take apart and analyze? Because that's really what this program is supposed to be all about, analyzing the big stories of the week.
Well, I like I said, I think probably the most notable story is the first year in office of Joe Biden. I think a lot of people are reflecting back on his wins, his losses. Are we better off than we were a year ago, 2 years ago? And certainly the press conference was highly anticipated because it was only the second time that he'd given a solo press conference in that form during his year presidency. So a lot of people are paying attention, I think more so than just your average presidential press conference because we don't get them very often. And a lot of reporters had questions, and certainly some of the stuff that came from it. You know, one of the things that's always interesting to me is messaging when it comes to politicians. And you saw Biden during that press conference make a misstatement about Putin making a small infraction into Ukraine. And what happened immediately is that the administration snaps into gear. You had Jen Psaki the day after his press conference, not even the day after, the hour after his press conference, releasing a statement trying to clarify his remarks that he wasn't endorsing a takeover of Ukraine by Putin. And then they sent out Kamala Harris on Thursday, which I thought was kind of interesting. She did a couple of the morning shows. She did the Today Show and the CBS Morning Show and was asked all kinds of questions about clarifying the remarks of Biden. And she was sort of angry and frustrated. So you can tell that this has been now one of those missteps that they're trying to clean up with clarification from all over. And it's not usual that they roll out Kamala Harris to do it, but they did in this case.
Yeah, which because she usually doesn't have anything to say. Okay, next. Victoria, you want to pick one of these stories and elaborate on it?
I'm in New Jersey, so the stuff that most people live now in 2022, and I've seen a shift in people in my, you know, friend circle, and it's just whatever's affecting you right in your face is what people are talking about, right? I mean, that's kind of like the main mm-hmm. thing. And yep. COVID in New Jersey and New York, it's on the way down, which is good news. We've seen the numbers starting to decline a bit. Omicron might have reached its peak where we are.
Other parts
of the country, you know, the cases are on the rise. And so, but where we are on the East Coast, we tend to get hit first with all these waves. So that's some good news. And right now the debate is about mask mandates in schools.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Murphy here in New Jersey said that he's probably going to end the mask mandate, depending on how the numbers go. That's probably going to happen maybe like late spring. Well, that was the original, I guess, the outside. That's actually earlier. They didn't think at first it would be until, like, June or July.
Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the DJV program, Dr. Ken, says, and he reconfirmed it this week again in that show. If you hear it, many of these same stations carry Good Day Health with Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's now said it 3 weeks in a row. By April, this is gone. That's the way he reads it. So,
well, I mean, it's as we know, COVID's never going away, but Omicron has gotten to the point where it's no longer
we'll be
the dominant
comfortable
strain.
Living our lives in the reality of where we are, and you know, the flu vaccines and stuff. You'll choose whether you want to have a flu shot in the fall, and that'll include whatever things will deal with the COVID stuff.
Yeah, I hope he's right, but you know, we've said that how many times now? Oh, well, you
well,
know, it'll be gone.
Well, there's a new variant
it'll
that
be
shows
gone.
Up, but I'd rather hold a good thought, frankly.
Sure, but, you know, life comes at you.
The president has ordered these COVID tests, and now there's a website. You want to give us a little bit of a detail on that? If you want to order rapid at-home COVID tests, how do you do that?
Yeah, I don't have the exact website in front of me at the moment, but yeah, you can Google that and it comes up and it's very easy. I was actually surprised at how fast and easy it is. And you get, I think it's four boxes of tests per household or however many. There's an allotment and, I think they start shipping in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe by the end of the month. And we posted that link. If you go to Facebook, DJV Show, and just scroll down a little bit, you can see it. You can just click it right from there.
As we post at the DJV website, the lists from Talkers Magazine, they're at talkers.com and also djvshow.com. The thing that I want to know is who's the person in each community who checks the sewerage? Because apparently that's how they tell whether the ups or the downs, that's where the trends
it's
come
a fun
from.
Fun job, isn't it?
Right. You go into the sewer and you test, I guess, the fecal matter in there, right? Is that how they
well,
figure it
I
out?
Well, I don't think you're in a sewer. I think you're in a processing plant where they're, you know, running.
But
like, I don't think they're, like, lowering people down manholes.
It's more fun to go into a sewer.
Yeah,
I don't
think
imagine it's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or higher
right,
up to be the scene.
Right, it's not that. Yeah. In Doug's mind, I guess that's how it goes, but no.
Yeah, right. All right. Also, with this, the COVID reality at the Olympics. This is a combination of things. Number three, focusing on COVID. Number seven is the Olympics in China. ESPN is not sending any personnel, news personnel to Beijing because of
COVID. I know
COVID.
We've talked about this before, but what a scam. They can't even send announcers into China to cover the Olympic Games. I know we're talking a lot about, like, China, but shouldn't we be questioning the heck out of the Olympic Committee, asking them what they were thinking by putting people into China for the ceremony? I don't normally watch all of the Olympics, but I'm not going to watch it all right now. It has nothing to do with the athletes. It has everything to do with the Olympic
China.
Committee making a stupid decision to endanger
well,
everybody that's going to go in.
Jennifer,
well,
they're
ESPN
no more
says
credible
they're not
than
going
the World Health Organization. I don't think.
I agree.
ESPN says they're not sending anybody because of COVID, but I can't help but believe that employees have said to them, like, look, I don't really feel safe having my data spied on. I mean, I'm going to be, you know, that's what I would be saying. I would tell my boss, be like, hey, look, I don't really feel comfortable doing this, as COVID aside, but, you know, then of course they do have a huge outbreak.
Having to sit in front of places where they're committing genocide and not talk about it
right.
is an extremely difficult position. That can be career-ending for a reporter. And if they do say something about it and they're there, then they get thrown in jail for a political protest.
Right.
And so I know we talk a lot about how awful China is, and they are, and they're awful and all of this. But why the heck are we not holding this committee accountable for making this decision? What was the process? Why did they decide it? Why were they not?
Well, it was clearly decided a long time ago, right? Because all of these things, they plan way in advance. But I agree with Jen. I would like to know why they didn't make a change. If they could postpone the Tokyo Olympics, which they did last year, then they could have easily have moved these Olympics to a neighboring spot. Go back to Tokyo. Who cares? You know, go back to Tokyo. The facilities are there.
Ready to go. Speaking of foreign intrigue, Austrian lawmakers have voted to require all residents 18 or over to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. You must in order to live there. And maybe the final word comes from Howard Stern this week, who said unvaccinated people shouldn't have access to hospitals.
When did he turn into a weenie?
But a lot of doctors kind of feel that way. Like, why should they put their lives on the line?
Then they should quit, because their job is to
18 after the hour.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin talk is all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with pecking calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's T-O-P. LOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. The DJ Veers are on to the stories, the charts, the information that the folks at Talkers have gleaned for this week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen. Jay has not come up with her list yet, the big story for her. I know that probably looking at the comment sheet from social media, the fact that I was wearing an American flag bathrobe seems to have been the number one issue or the number one comment source, right, for the week.
Yes, so many things to discuss in your meeting in China. Yes. American flag bathrobe was one of them.
All right. And so what do some of the listeners have to say about the choices here? Do I keep it or do I get rid of it?
Susan Jewell says you should donate it. Stacey R.A. says, don't be rude. Your friend loves you. Keep the robe.
That's true.
Wendy Battle says, keep it and keep posting pictures in it.
Right.
I don't know. I think that's a little wink-wink. Come on.
That one Wendy wants. Uh-huh.
And Greg Donahue. Donahue says, to throw it away would simply be wasteful. He's already done the best thing by using it as a teaching moment on his platforms to not buy things made in China. And having done that, just enjoy your robe, man.
Okay. That was nice. Thank you. All right. That's the number three story this week is COVID. From our listeners' point of view, comments, please.
Jared Woods thinks that the whole world has blown this thing out of proportion.
Yes, that's correct, sir. You are 100% correct.
Millions of people have died, but that's okay.
No, millions of people.
Both
I don't think
right.
I agree with that number. I think the millions of people have died.
Oh, it's more than that, yeah.
You and I could have that conversation.
It's not about blowing out whether or not COVID is real. It's the response of the world to it that
right.
I think has
Thank
been.
You.
There are a lot of people. Nobody fits into one box, but there are a lot of people that have blown it out of proportion. Then there are other people who have not blown it out of proportion.
Well, there are a lot of people who have spread misinformation. Yeah, that's a lot of misinformation from the Center for Disease Confusion. It has been that way since the beginning. All right, what else have we got here?
I bet Cuervo on that. I like the name. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to use it.
Center for Disease Confusion.
Who wrote that for you? I'm into it.
Yeah, that was great.
You don't think I'm capable of coming up with that on my own?
No.
Eric, I'm going to take it from you.
Wow.
You're capable of a lot of things, but you didn't come up with that one.
Uh-huh. I'm not admitting or denying.
Uh-huh,
right.
See.
Anyway, what's Betty Corville say?
Well, regarding vaccines and mandates and all of that, she says that she and her husband are unvaccinated. They're both 70. Everyone they know has COVID right now, and they're all vaccinated, and they're all 666, so they realize that they may run out of luck and eventually catch this virus. But right now, they're just going to kind of, you know, seems like everybody's getting sick anyway, whether you have the vaccine or not.
Yeah, well, the degree, I think, is part of what the reality is. Anyway.
I know.
And then blowing it out of proportion, Colleen Smith says that the paranoia is real. She has a friend who thinks she has it every other day but has yet to test positive. I identify with Colleen Smith's friend.
You do? Okay. Well, we'll keep a good thought. Hold a good thought for you. All right, next up.
All the paranoid hypochondriacs that are thriving right now.
On that level. Caitlyn Jenner is speaking out about what?
Transgender athletes in college sports, whether it's actually fair for a transgender female to participate in female college sports. Carol Thomas says you have a biological male competing against biological females, even though the biological male feels that he was meant to be a female, that does not wave a magic wand and biologically convert him into a biological female. Females compete with females, males compete with males. Transgenders should be able to compete with transgenders. And Dan Meyer, John Aukerman, and Luis Davis also they all suggested that why not have a third option that's either non-gender or gender-inclusive leagues where it doesn't matter how you're born or how you identify, everybody gets to play in that.
I want to see women playing football. That's it. All right, what's next? Cool. Sherry. Oh, is this woman's name Stefan?
Looks like it. Any relation?
Body. No, I don't know anybody named Sherry Stephan, but
she agrees with Caitlyn Jenner. Right. Pretty much everyone agreed with Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. All right. There it is. More overviews, more comments. Help yourself to our socials.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Winter weather is still affecting the east as for the second weekend in a row, a huge winter storm has rolled its way through the Carolinas. John Millwood is a Clinton, South Carolina resident who says he's never seen the region get that kind of winter weather before.
Very unusual. very unusual. Like I said, I'm 54, and I've never seen weather like this in quite a long time.
Federal authorities officially declaring last week's hostage standoff at a Texas synagogue an act of terrorism. The assistant to the president for Homeland Security, Jill Sanborn, says the FBI is treating that standoff as an act of terrorism that targeted the Jewish community. Sanborn made the comment yesterday on a conference call with reporters. Malik Akram last week took four people hostage at Congregation Beth Israel near Fort Worth before he was fatally shot by law enforcement. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will revisit a 2020 decision concerning a native land dispute in Oklahoma. Reports are justices will consider limiting the court's decision in McGirt v. Oklahoma, which ruled that a large part of that state's eastern region was an Indian reservation. While they said that they won't overturn the ruling, the justices said they will look at the state's ability to prosecute crimes that happen on native land, and the case will be argued in April. A story labeled Truck Full of Monkeys. Pennsylvania authorities are searching for loose primates after a dump truck collided with a truck full of monkeys. No human injuries reported after the truck that was carrying about 100 monkeys crashed on Route 54 in Montour County on Friday night. Troopers say at least three of the animals got loose after the crash, and they're still at large. Reports are that truck was on its way to an area laboratory before the collision. This is USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Inside the world of News Talk Radio, you're with the DJV program and its hosts, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a review of the stories, our thoughts about the stories and the people list for this week. The Winter Olympics, I think we stay there for a bit. Because of NBC saying, we didn't mention that, NBC is not going to actually, they're the ones that are broadcasting, and they've made, you know, every time you watch an NBC show, promos everywhere, go here, go there, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I think they've spent, $1 billion? How much did they spend for the rights? A lot of money, like $1 billion or something to cover. Put it on
don't
all
they have it
networks.
Every year or every whatever every Olympics? It's all it just goes to NBC, right? They have like a long term contract.
I didn't. I thought the ABC was involved. You never see it on CBS, but yeah, maybe it is. I don't know.
Always thought NBC kind of owned the Olympics.
But they are not sending any of the reporters. They're not sending any of the people. They're going to be like baseball did this past year or two. Mm-hmm. The baseball announcers were not where the teams were. They were sitting in a studio watching seven cameras that were covering every angle of the game. Well, apparently that's what they're doing. They've perfected that technique, and that's what they're doing at NBC. So everybody's going to be in a studio in New York or Los Angeles, and they're going to be doing the commentary on
and truly,
whatever.
They don't need to be there, I guess. I mean, it might make the experience just a little less of what you'd expect. But the point is that do we really believe that it's a COVID restriction that they can't travel? I know that China's having a problem, but there's quarantining that goes into place for these athletes. There's testing that goes on all the time. It has to be that these networks are afraid of a couple of things. Number one, not being able to mention some of the atrocities committed by China. Anybody who doesn't mention it is going to be held up, right? Like, why didn't you say something when you had the opportunity to say something? So you'll get in trouble for ignoring it.
it. You'd get in trouble, maybe thrown in jail if you said something about it. Puts them in an extremely difficult situation. And then you have the spying issue, which they're going to make everybody that attends the Olympics have access to spyware on their cell phones. Give me a break. Of course they're going to keep people home. And it's not just because they're afraid of them getting sick. It's because of all the real danger that is a lot ahead for them if they go there.
Yep. China is, it's just time we draw a line in the sand. I thought it was interesting with the focus on China and number seven here. The charges were dismissed this week against that MIT professor who was accused of having ties to China. Remember that story from, I think, last month?
Yeah, do we know why? It was really quiet when
the Chinese-American
charges were dismissed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they basically got tossed out of court. They said there's just no burden of proof at the trial. So they couldn't. I don't know if he's innocent or not, but they couldn't nail him for it. So.
Well, some of the politically correct folks were saying it was ethnic profiling. Whether he's
well, the name of the program is called the China Initiative, and I don't. I think it started in 2018. So yeah, it's definitely profiling. But you know, I mean,
We don't want to go down the same road we did with the Japanese in World War II. However,
no, of course not. And Asian crime, hate crimes against Asian Americans are at an all-time high. And there are rallies now in New York that are people protesting because no one's doing anything about it.
Well, there are a lot of Asians who are involved in illicit stuff, especially in Los Angeles,
still not
on the West Coast, San Francisco.
Well, I would say probably tens of thousands are involved in illicit stuff. And here's how they use the program. And this is coming from the CCP. The Communist Chinese Party are sending people here using student visas. And they're sending thousands of people here every single year. And this is how most of these spies have been caught, is they get caught up. This is where Eric Swalwell's spy, the one that he was having an affair with, Fang Fang, she came in through the student visa program. She was a spy, and she ends up in bed with the congressman who sits on the Intel Committee. I mean, hello. It's like,
was her name spelled Phanfang?
I think it was just plain old Fang. Fang. Fang Fang. Yeah.
Fang Fang. Okay. There you go. And Victoria, do you want to give us a little update on the smartphone app? You alluded to it a little bit, the security flaws in it and the request from companies that's being ignored, or from China. I don't know if it was a request, it was a demand.
It's a demand from the Chinese government that every single person, whether you're an athlete, you're a family member, or a coach, or a journalist, everyone attending the games has to download this app, the My 2022 app, onto their phones. And so it has a lot of, obviously, as you can imagine, has a lot of security flaws, and so much so that a lot of countries have told their athletes and journalists and coaches and families, you know, just get a burner phone. Don't download this app onto your regular phone, because the Chinese government, and I don't know how they could even enforce this, but they said 14 days before the day of departure, that's when the app needs to be downloaded and
good open. Luck.
So yeah, it's crazy.
All right. Number four, a focus on the economy, inflation. The automotive industry is seeing increased profits because of the amount of money they can charge for cars, new and used. That's only one example. Go to a supermarket. I have a story, but it's too long to tell here, but basically it's a reference to somebody going into a Safeway. Somebody sent me a note shopping in a Safeway supermarket, and this was down in the Washington area, basically chronicling what they couldn't find in the supermarket. And I'm betting every single person listening to this program right now has had that experience in one way or another.
And it's weird what's missing. Yeah, cream cheese.
We can't find cream cheese now.
Did you guys, by the way, I don't know if it made national headlines, but did you guys hear, there was a local grocery store here. Someone went home, unloaded their bags, and they found a human toe in their grocery bag.
Oh my God.
How does that even happen?
Did you hear about it? Can you imagine? What would you do if you were going through groceries and you found a human toe?
So it was already in the bag?
Uh-huh. You know what the guy did?
What?
He called a tow truck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jen.
Okay, Miles, thank you for visiting the program.
Thank you, everybody. Tip your waitresses.
All right. Number four also brings me around to thinking about labor unions. I noticed that the stats suggest membership has gone down in the past year. That is, the number of wage and salary workers that belong to unions declining by 250,000 this past year. So I guess I'm wondering out loud whether you expect fewer or more members given the reality. I'd go around the room. Jennifer, would you expect more people to have protection, if that's what unions provide, or people, because the reality is people are getting paid more now because there's so much more demand, who needs a union? All right, ladies,
well,
what do you...
Okay, I know mine is probably not in the realm of popular opinion with the
probably union, agree with me.
Union folk, but mm-hmm. I think that in the past the need for unions was there because there wasn't a lot of access to lawyers individually for people who were having trouble or getting taken advantage of in the workplace. That being said, the access to that has completely changed, and pretty much anybody can find a lawyer, anybody can find someone to take their case, and I don't see the purpose of unions. Unions have now switched from being worker advocate groups to now being political groups. And
right.
So
what's gone on in education?
They take all that money from unions and then they, or from their union dues, and then they put it into political campaigns,
yeah.
And that may not represent their members.
Well,
so
but the other side of that
know,
is how many people were hiding behind unions to not go to work, especially
yeah.
teachers. A lot of people working in the public sector. I know in my community, the new mayor is having everybody come back to work, and they're all saying, oh, I don't want to go back to work. But if you want your job, you'll come back to work in City Hall. And so you look at these things, and I don't want to, I'm calling my union rep now. Help yourself.
What really got to me about teachers, I live in Los Angeles, and the LA Unified School District, when they went out for COVID and sent kids home for learning, they released a manifesto of sorts that said that they weren't going to go back to school until there was equity and there was a defunding of the police, and all of these things that had nothing to do with education. And look, say what you will about all that stuff, whether you want to defund the police or you don't, or you want whatever it is, that's not the argument. Is it the position of the teachers to say that they are not going to do that and list their demands when this was supposed to be about sending kids home to protect them from getting and spreading COVID? It's just, it doesn't make sense.
What happened to our real job, in essence? All right, number 10.
Wait, Victoria gets to talk.
Oh, Victoria, excuse me, yes.
Real quick, on the labor, the labor membership, unions, you know, the membership decline. This is not surprising. I think that people probably do have different reasons for wanting to be in a union or not. But this shouldn't be surprising just because our workforce has shrunk. So, of course, it's going to also affect unions and membership in unions. A lot of people have dropped out of the workforce. And they may never return, and especially a lot of women. And so, yeah, I know that this is like people are like all up in arms about this, you know, decline. I think it just shows the shifting landscape, and I don't really think we're going to have a real clear picture of what happened with all of our labor statistics for a few years now. I think we need some separation from it, and then we might be able to put the picture together.
Speaking of separation, it appears that the Biden administration is going to separate, or the Democrats, the plan to spend all that money hasn't worked, so now they're chopping it up and they're doing an environmental bill. Is that right? A climate change bill that's $555 billion over 10 years?
What you're talking about is the Build Back Better plan. And because it had a price tag of like $5 trillion, you weren't able to get a lot of support from most Republicans and then even a few Democrats, including Manchin and some of the others, because it was too much money in an economy that already is suffering with huge amounts of inflation. It would have made things a lot, lot worse. And so now the thought is instead of passing these mega bills to do smaller bills, and I don't know when we got away from this. This is how things used to get done. You used to take smaller bills and you used to put one
bills.
Thing in one bill
yeah,
so that
exactly.
people knew what they were getting instead of putting these mega bills.
You know
bills.
When it changed? When Ted Kennedy started packaging bills together and everybody just followed
these
suit.
Mega bills are so
that.
Bad. That's where the waste, fraud, and corruption comes, and there's no accountability, and they just throw everything
well,
in.
Well, no one reads 2,500 pages of a bill
no.
either.
No,
of course not. No, that's too. No, that take too much time. That's not my job. My job is to get money so I can run again. Last year, if we want to cap the climate change conversation, Last year apparently was the fifth hottest year on record in terms of the temperature on the surface of the Earth. Now, if you look at the stats, they've only been kept since 1881, so you've got that to deal with. Plus, a lot of people are finding out, at least scientists, that dig into the core. They drill down 500 feet into the core of the Earth just to kind of get a snapshot, because the Earth is, as we all know, a continuing, it's a growing thing. It's a living thing. And so when you look back, for example, at the ruins of Pompeii and see that the ruins are under about 4 or 5 feet of dirt, because that, over the years, the dust and things that are collected, the way the surface of the planet changes, that's what happens to this stuff. So, we get all worked up about things. It becomes a news media frenzy. I'm not sure. I think we ought not to hold our breath for the world to fall apart. Is there a problem? Yep. Can we fix it? I think the jury's out on that.
No, there are plenty of things we can do. We just need to do it.
I'm not suggesting that we can't do something. I'm wondering how effective that will be. I'm hoping that it will be effective because, it's kind of a nice place to be. We enjoy breathing the air and having a nice time here. So hopefully that'll continue. Thank you, ladies. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of January 17th to the 21st. We've got the story list, first of all, at number 10. What's going on with that volcano, and how did it erupt, and why is it so damaging? Number 10. The situation in England with Boris Johnson and all of his lying at number 9. The situation in Texas, that synagogue attack, has a lot of people justifiably really upset about how the government's worked or didn't do what it was supposed to do to keep that fellow out. China and Russia at number 7. Voter legislation at number 6. Midterm elections, believe it or not, in the focus at number 5 already. The supply chain, what you can find and what you can't find in stores, number 4. COVID is 3. January 6th is 2. And the press conference by the president is number 1 this week. That's the way it shapes up, according to the Research Talkers Magazine story list on the countdown. It's 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin talk is all over body fat. Of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
The people list. Who's on the list and perhaps why they are there. Number 10, Boris Johnson. That fits with all of the lying and whether he survives this. Number 9, speaking of liars, Putin and Jinping, the Russian and Chinese leaders. number eight. Maybe we can continue our focus on people who don't tell the truth. Nancy Pelosi is at eight. Kevin McCarthy, the two of them together, two peas in a pod, even though they're opposite ends of the political spectrum. Ron DeSantis, who knows what to believe from that guy? He's number six. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, number five. Dr. Tony Fauci is number four. Letitia James, the AG from New York, is number three. Donald Trump needs no explanation, number two. And Joe Biden doesn't need one either. He's at number one, as he, I guess, should be, because he's the president. That's our Joe. And that's the list of people from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find the list published every week at talkers.com and djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All of our heart and soul is into the DJV overview of what's going on. Tech report, that is a tech talk from this past week. Top five items, according to research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, the professional announcer on the scene. Starting with number five, Ms. Keelan, Google and Facebook CEOs. Yeah, this is a great group.
Yep. In
I want to be part
together.
Of this club. Yeah.
So this is a new report that the Wall Street Journal and Politico did, and this was based on a multi-state antitrust lawsuit led by the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton. Originally, this was filed in 2020. Now, the allegation is that the chief executives of Facebook and Google personally signed off on a deal that gave Facebook an advantage in Google's online advertising auctions. And so this is a newly unsealed court document. It alleges that the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, and, of course, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, that they were personally involved in approving this ad agreement. And since this lawsuit was filed, Facebook has rebranded its parent company as Meta. Meta is not in, is not listed as a defendant in this case. So that makes me, to me, I always wondered why Facebook rebranded. It felt like at warp speed. It may have been because of this lawsuit to avoid any culpability. So the original lawsuit accused Google of harming competitors by engaging in false, deceptive, or misleading ads while also operating its online ad exchange. So,
Number
so we'll
four,
see where that goes. But it's nothing good for Mark Zuckerberg.
What are the parent company of Snapchat announcing this week?
Snapchat's parent company is called Snap, and so they this week have said that they are working on different things to make drug dealing a lot more difficult for, especially for minors on the app. This was an NBC News investigation that was published in October. It found that Snapchat was linked to the sale of fentanyl-laced pills that kill teenagers and young adults in over a dozen states. So now they're trying to do new algorithms and trying to keep people who are strangers from talking to minors.
Number three, the White House has opened up a new website.
Yeah, so the portal is open to sign up for the free COVID-19 test. And so this was nearly a month after President Biden first announced that Americans would be able to order these rapid at-home tests. They would be free from the government. And so the website launched, and for the most part, it was actually pretty successful. A lot of people, including myself, assumed that the website would crash, but it did not. A few people had some issues. If you live in a multi-family home or an apartment complex, a few people ran into some hiccups. But this is really on the USPS side. That's on the Postal Service. And so the Postal Service said that they're working on it to make sure that those addresses are updated. So if you did try to get the free tests and it kicked back your address, you can actually go on to the USPS site and let them know, and they should be working that out and smoothing things out.
Number two, Olympic apps.
Yeah, the official Olympic app, which is called the My 2022 app, that is being required to be installed for all the athletes and anyone attending the Winter Games in Beijing. According to the Chinese government, you must have this app installed. However, a new report that came out this week shows major, major security issues with this app. It exposes sensitive data to interception. It can easily be hacked. Lots of problems. And so as a result, a lot of countries are telling their athletes and coaches and journalists, everybody who's there has to have this app. So a lot of countries have come out this week saying, just use a burner phone. Do not use your real phone. And the U.S. Olympic team has basically told everyone participating you should have no expectation of privacy or data security while you're at the Olympics. Once again, I don't know why anyone is going to these Olympics, but this is what you're going to have to endure if you do go.
In fact, whether the Chinese government is teaching the world, in order to get ahead, you've got to be a cheater. That's basically because they are moving ahead faster than most other societies, and they're all cheat. They cheat, they lie, they steal. That's the way the government works there. So what kind of a lesson is that, would be my question. All right, top tech story of the week is about 5G and airplanes, and everybody says, oh, you're really too worried about this.
Yes.
Really.
Well, now the FAA has said, as of Thursday night, that 80% of U.S. commercial flights are cleared to perform the low-visibility landings at airports with new 5G services. The FAA approvals will help provide more certainty. A lot of people were afraid of this, inclement weather, but they've now, I would assume by the end of the weekend, we'll be at 100% cleared. They have a whole bunch of Boeing models that are already cleared now, including the 777, 787, and a bunch of Airbus models as well are all cleared.
59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, top tech stories of the week here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.